Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed, the last line, Daf Chav Tesem Abayiz, and previously the Gemara taught us, Hoidu b'fnei shteyim v'konu miyadei kaisvin, that if Reuven and Shimon were in front of two Edim, and Reuven says to the Edim, Atem Edai, and Reuven then says that I owe Shimon $100, then if Reuven also made a kinyan chalipin, then the Edim could actually write this in the shtar, and this halva would become a milva b'shtar. Certainly if Reuven says to the Edim that I want you to write this into a shtar, then certainly the Edim could do so. The Gemara discussed a case of an Edisa, which is the Shtar Eda, that was only signed by two Edim. This Shtar did not contain the language that Omalanu Kisu V'chismu V'havulei. We saw that Abaye and Rava brought down from Reish Lakish that since Reish Lakish holds in general Chazaka in Edim Chisma Shtar, Elim Ki Nasa Gadol, therefore it must be that Edim would not have signed on a Shtar that's not done properly. And even though the Shtar did not state, Reuven told us to write the Shtar, we could assume that that was done properly, and therefore it's a valid Shtar Edisa. Continues how he had to have a custom bay duchran piskame. That once again there was a shtar da that was only signed by two people. And as Rashi says, that generally when a shtar is done as a shtar from Edim, then it would say in the shtar that zichron edus, which is lashon Edim, and it's a record of our testimony. However, this shtar stated that it's a zichron dvarim, which is a lashon of dayanim, and it's a record of our words. And we continue on daf lamed bet aleph, v'chol l'shtei debinina, and the entire shtar was written as if Bezdin wrote the shtar. In order to have a bezin, there's a requirement to have three dayanim, and this shtar oidesa only had two signatures. This shtar did not clarify that originally we were sitting with three people, and one of the dayanim are not here as they died or they left, and therefore only two of us are able to sign on the shtar. Ultimately, this hayda was done properly, and as Rashi says, the Gemara tells us, Ravina had a Havmina that we should apply the din of Reish Lakish to our din, and we already saw that Reish Lakish holds there's a chazaka that in Bezdin Kaisim Shtar El Kedasu Chalacha, Vahani Vade Tlosahavu, and therefore certainly there were 3 days on him, and therefore the Shtar Oidesa should be valid. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Nosson Ba'ami, Hachi Amina Mishmei Durava, Kol Kei Gavna Chayshina LeBezdin Tayin, then in this scenario we would apply the din of Reish Lakish, as it's possible that these Dayanim actually thought that 2 Dayanim are valid, and therefore the shtar edisa would not be valid. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ikasa ba beidina sulei tzarech. However, if the shtar stated that they were bezdin, then there would be no need to write b'meisiv tlasavina v'chad v'saru. As Rashi says, if it says beidina, hakol yoidin she'in shnayim kurim bezdin. And the Gemara asks, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, v'dilun bezdin chatzifu, that maybe they actually sat with 2 people and they still call it a bezdin, as we previously learned on Daf Gimel and on Daf Hey, the Amar Shmuel shnayim shedonu dinayim din el shenikro bezdin. And as Rashi explained, that the reason why they called it Bezdin Chatzav is because they were Ivan Takan Chachamim, who stated that you have to have 3 Dayanim when judging Dini Mamadis. The Gemara explains, Ein Chanami, that if it would just stay Beidina, that it was a Bezdin, that would not be enough. The Kasa Bey, Beidina Rabban Ashi, that the Shtar specified that this Bezdin was the Bezdin of Ashi, and certainly they knew the halacha that there's a requirement to have 3 Dayanim, and certainly there were 3 Dayanim. However, the Gemara is still bothered, Vidum Rabban Be Rabashi, Kishmul Svirulu, that maybe Rabbanon, the Yeshiva of Ashi, actually held like Shmuel, and they actually judge with 2 Dayanim. And the Gemara explained, the Chsiboy, the Amalon Rabban Ashi, that didn't just say that it was the Bezdin of Ashi, but it states that Rabban Ashi actually told us to do this, and certainly Rabban Ashi would not hold like Shmuel, and certainly he knew the halacha that in order to form a proper Bezdin, there's a requirement to have 3 Dayanim. And Rashi explains, the Amalon Rabban Ashi, Lichtav Kach, and the Kivan, the Hu Hayasham, Mistamalei Tziva, Lifchais, Mishleisha Lichtav, and Rashi points out, Hide the Nakar Rabashi, and the reason why Agamara speaks about a Bezdin Rabashi and about Rabashi himself, Lefisha Bezdina, Hoy Roish Bimi Ravina, that Bezdin was the most choshev in the time of Ravina, whose name is Sidra Gemara Shal Talmud Babli, and both Ravina and Rabashi were the Misadrim of Talmud Babli, Kedamin and Hossam, as the Gemara Mesech Bamitzia tells us, that Rabashi Ravina say for Ra, Ubiyam of Nemru, Dvar Malolu, Hukbuk Begemara. We learned Agamara based on the passages of the Sugya that when the Gemara stated, Vidilm Rabbanan Rabashi, Kishmul Sfirulu, that the Gemara means to say that maybe Rabban Rav Ashi held like Shmuel, and a Bezdin that is only 2 people would still be considered a Bezdin. However, I in top places the Lamaisa we do pass like Shmuel, and therefore he learns a Gemara a bit differently. I in Sham. The Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Omel an Echad an Uri Isi Avichem Shitman Mois Beshida Tevil Migdal, Omel Shal Pliny Hain or Shal Maisa Shani Hain, that if Reuven comes over to Yarshim and he says that I saw that your father hid money in a Shida Tevil Migdal, Lamaisa, even if you could find it, you should know that he also told me that this money belongs to Pliny, or that it's Mois Maiser Sheni. The Braisa teaches us, but Bayis Leim Aklum, that if the money is in their house, then Reuven would not be Neman, as the Gemara will explain, as as he didn't have the ability to take this money, and therefore there's no Pesha Asu HaPesha Eter. However, Besada Dvar Kayamin, if the money is actually the Sada, and he has access to that money, then Dvar Kayamin, as if he wanted to lie, he could have just gone and taken the money, and therefore he has a Pesha Asu HaPesha Eter, or as Rashi says, that Malu L'Shaker, in Reitzahay Niklov, and Neistan La'isa Shu Meyelov. And the Gemara explains this based on a rule, as Klon Shildava, the general rule is, Kol Shibyadu Litlan Dvar Kayamin, and Ein Byadu Litlan Loya Maklum, as we explained, and I entice Dima Masal Kol Shein Biyadai, that Taiz is bothered that Lachir, if Reuven wanted, he didn't have to say anything, and if so, the Yarshim wouldn't have received this money, and Lachir, there should still be a Malo Lashaka, even in that case, and Zak Taiz is Lekal Amemen, the Lahemne Bemigo, the Bay Shasek, the Ein Zemigo, and the Shasek, Manchi Hassam, Vloyavi Liad Pliny, that if he would be quiet, then although it's true that the Yarshim would not receive the money, but Shim would also not receive this money, and therefore Amigo would not help. The Braisa continues with another member, Harishu Rose Havian, Shahitman Mois Bashita Tevil Migdal, that if there were Yarshim that actually saw their father that he was hiding money in a Shita Tevil Migdal, the Amish Plinian, and at that time he said that this money belongs to Pliny, or Shal Mesh Shadiain, Im Kemesa Devar Kayamin, and Im Kemarim Loya Maklum. If at the time that the father was telling them this, it seemed that he was being serious and he was giving them a last will and testament, and as Rashi says, Im Nirlehem Kemesa Devar Lubana, Be'emes, Beloshin Sava, then certainly they have to listen to their father and they have to give this money to Shimon, or they would have to treat this money as Mois Maiser Sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim. However, if it seems they were just trying to play a trick, and as Rashi says, either because he was nervous, Shlayitlo Mechayev, that his children shouldn't take the money while he was still alive, or they didn't want his children to feel that they have money, Lahoisav Al Tziyasav, and that would cost them more money, the children would use more money, so in that case, Le'a Maklum, and they could treat the money as their own. And the Gemara continues, Harishayim Mitzara Moisha Nich Le'aviv, that if a Yerush knows that his father has some money, but he doesn't know where the money is, and then the Yerush has a dream, and the Baal HaChalim comes and tells him that your father left over exactly $1,000, and it's in this exact spot, but you should know that this money is Mois Maiser Sheni. And the Gemara tells us, this exact story happened in front of Chachamim, and the Chachamim said that you don't have to listen to the Baal HaChalim, even though the Baal HaChalim actually got all the details correct, but certainly, as we know from the Gemara Maseches Brachos on the Afton Hay, that every single dream has elements that are not true, and therefore we would say that the detail of the dream regarding Maiser Sheni is not correct. And Rashi states, Baal HaChalim, Sar Hamara HaChalim is Belayla. The Lashon HaRan and Chidush HaRan is, Sach Adat Chamina HaChalim Odev Shu Echa Meshishim Benavua, Kamashwa Nafil Hachi Divir HaChalim is Lay Mayim Lay Meridin Le Esa Lay Mimoynoi, Va'afal Pishi Shu Gaim Adov De Kushta Kama, Goyin Hacha Shahidiyo Hechad Heya Meis Tmunim, Va'afilu Hachi Lay Mhanu Chalim is Lesser Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Shnayim Ma'im Zakai Ve'echad Ayim Chayiv Zakai, Shnayim Ma'im Chayiv Ve'echad Ayim Zakai Chayiv. Now certainly Bezdin would have to announce the Psak, but as we will see later on, there are also times where Bezdin will write down the Psak, and therefore the Gemara asks, Mirtav Hechi Kasvi, when they would write down the Psak, how would they write it down? And Rabbi Yechon Amar Zakai, Rabbi Yechon says, all they would write is that Reuven is Zakai, and Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, they would actually write, Pliny Pliny Mizakin, that these two Dayanim were the ones that were Mizakim, who Pliny Mechayiv, this Dayan was the one that was Mechayiv him, and he said that Reuven is liable. And let's keep in mind, although the end of our Mishnah stated, Umanayim Lech Shiyetze, Lo Yomra, Ani Mizaka, Vechaveir Mechayivin, Al Ma'asa, Shechaveir Rabu Olai, Al Zen Nama, Lo Yisar Lech Rachu Vamecha, Vo'im Yer Halech Rachu Megal Asayid, Rish Lakish holds, that is only if one of the Dayanim actually go out of Bezin, and they start speaking about the Psak. However, if they're actually writing a Psak Bezin, then they actually have to write what actually occurred, and therefore they have to actually write that this specific Dayan said that Reuven is liable. And ultimately, we paskin that Reuven is not liable, since we have a cloud of Achir Rabban Lahatois. The Gemara continues with the third Shita, Rabbi Elazar Imeh, Midivreim, Nizdaka Pliny, that although they couldn't write like Rabbi Yechonon and Zakai, as it's not true that it was a unanimous decision, and they also shouldn't write like Rish Lakish, that this specific person said that Reuven is liable, as he holds that that might be a problem of Loistelech Rachav Amecha. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, all that we should write is that because of the words of all three Dayanim, therefore Reuven was found liable, and therefore it's mashma that there was a machlekes between the Dayanim, but ultimately, based on Achir Rabban Lahatois, we paskin that Reuven is liable. The Gemara continues that certainly there's an afkamina as to what they would write in the actual shtar, but my benaro, what is a practical afkamina between these three shittes, and the Gemara explains ikbenayu l'shlumei iu manasa badayu, that what would be an halacha if Bezdin made a mistake. For example, they actually paskened that Reuven is liable, and Reuven went and paid, and now that they realize that they made a mistake, Shimon is no longer around, and they can't get the money back from Shimon. And as we know, that there are Gemaras that explain that if there's a mistake in Bezdin, there are times the chayov l'shalim beisam. The question is, who has to pay? As the Lamanda Oma Zakai, according to Rabbi Yechon, who says that all they would write in the shtar that Reuven is found to be not liable, then the shtar did not differentiate between any of the dayanim, and therefore we find that the dayanim made a mistake, so all three of the dayanim would share equally in the responsibility and would have to pay equally. And similarly, the Rishonim explained, Rabbi Lezer would also agree with this, as Rabbi Lezer holds b'divrei nizdaka pleni, and therefore he didn't mention which of the three dayanim was actually the one that paskin differently, and therefore they all share in the exact responsibility, and they have the same liability if they made a mistake. However, Lamanda Amar pleni pleni mizakin pleni pleni mechayvin, or as we were going to pleni mechayvin the loy mishalim, but according to Reish Lakish who hold that they actually specify which dayan was the one that dissented, so therefore that dayan can't be chayiv, as lemaisa he was on the right side of the psak din and he actually didn't paskin wrong. Ayin Rashi states manda Amar zaka kasvina v'loy kasvina pluktayu kasava kulam shavin ba'af ashlishi shalim imayin di loy haviyu badayu betrayed loy hamifsek dina, as if this third dayan would have been there, then this Bezdin would not have been able to paskin, and therefore he does share some of the responsibility, and he has to pay a third of the responsibility. However, according to Reish Lakish, that the two dayanim would share in the responsibility and the liability, and they would each have to pay 50%. However, the Gemara is bothered that how can you say that Rabbi Yechon would hold that this third dayan would be liable at all, but lema lahu, let him tell the other two dayanim, ilu didi tzaitzitzun, asoyin nami leishul musan, that if you would have listened to me, then you wouldn't have been in this predicament, as you would have paskin correctly, and therefore how could it be that I should be liable? And therefore the Gemara explains, al ikar b'nayu l'shlumu inu menasa didei, the nafkamina between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish, in a case where the Bezdin made a mistake, and for example, they said that Reuven is chayiv to pay Shimon $1,000, and Reuven actually went and paid $1,000 to Shimon, and the shaila is, would the two dayanim have to pay the full $1,000, or would they only have to pay the two-thirds of the dintayr that they paskin, and therefore they would only have to reimburse $666 to Reuven? The Gemara explains, Lamanda Amar Zakai Mishalmi, and according to Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, that the shtar just tells us to psak din, then they would be chayiv to pay the full value. However, Lamanda Amar Pleni Pleni Mizakin, U Pleni Pleni Mechayvin, or as we were going to Pleni Mechayiv, Loi Mishalmi, that they would not have to pay the full value, and all they would pay is two thirds, and they would pay $666. And as Rashi states, Lamanda Amar Pleni Pleni Mizakin, Loi Mishalmin, the Lahaki Kasvina, Plukta Bahdei, Ladui, the betraying Nigmadina, Veloi Kibla Laya Kulidina, and the two dayanim were not mekabel to be responsible for the full din Torah. However, once again, the Gemara is bothered, Lamanda Amar Zakai Mishalmi, how could you say that al fira bechron, the two dayanim would be responsible for the entire $1,000 for lemule, but they should say to the other dayan, ilaf atbatun loyav solid dina midi, that if not for the fact that you were together with us on this din Torah, then apsak wouldn't have meant anything. Therefore, although as we explained previously, certainly the third dayan is not chayiv, as he actually did not paskin wrong. However, these two dayanim have a taina that how could it be that we should be chayiv for the entire responsibility and the entire $1,000? Gemara continues, and the only nafkamina is, as we initially explained, that there would be a nafkamina as to the issa of leselach ba mecha. Rabbi Yechon Amar Zakai Mishum leselach rachel. Rabbi Yechon holds that the only thing that we write in the shtar is that this person was found zakai, as even Bezdin can write that this specific dayan found you liable, as that would be a problem of leselach rachel ba mecha. However, Reish Lakish Amar Pleni Pleni Mizakin or Pleni Mechayvin Mishum Mechse Keshikra, as Reish Lakish holds, if you didn't write that, then it would be Mechse Keshikra, as it would look like it was a unanimous decision, and certainly it wasn't unanimous. And as we explained, Reish Lakish holds that the issa leselach rachel ba mecha only applies if one of the yonim go out afterwards and start speaking about this case, and he's actually causing people to feel bad that there are other people passing against him. However, in the standard case, when it was just written in the shtar, that would not be an issue of leselach rachel. And Rabbi Elazar islei demar v'islei demar hilchos kaspi hachi midivrei misdaka pleni. However, lemaisa Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yechon that there's a problem with leselach rachel ba mecha, and he also holds like Reish Lakish that we can't make it seem that was a unanimous decision, and therefore in order to satisfy the shita of Rabbi Yechon as well as Reish Lakish, therefore he came up with a simple etzah that they should write in the shtar divrei misdaka pleni, and you're actually not mentioning which dayan was the one that originally was chaylik. Therefore, there's no problem with leselach rachel ba mecha. But based on this terminology, it also seems clear that it wasn't a unanimous decision, and there was a dissent authentic view, and therefore it's not mechzik kashikra. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Gomer Sadova, that if the Bezdin decides what the psak is, hay mechris naisan, they would bring them back into Bezdin. The Gemara asks, Laman, who would they bring back into Bezdin? As Elaim with the Baladinim, as if you're going to tell me that they brought the Baladinim back into the Bezdin, but Hasam Kaimi, certainly they had to be there. As Rashi says, Hasam Kaimi, like Tony Masis and Sheyitzim, La'achash Hashamu Dereim, it doesn't say anywhere in our Mishnah that the Baladinim had to leave the Bezdin after they said over that Tainus, and while Bezdin was deliberating as to the Psak Din. Therefore, the Gemara states, El Eidim, so it must be that the Mishnah is teaching us that after each aid testified individually, they would bring both Eidim back into Bezdin, and the Eidim would actually testify together in front of Bezdin. And the Gemara states, Kaman, the like Ram Nassin, and therefore the Mishnah would not be going like Ram Nassin. And Lemaisa, the Gemara wants our Mishnah to work out like Ram Nassin, as we pass like Ram Nassin. The Tanya, and where do we see the Sheet of Ram Nassin? As we learn to the Braisa, and we will first see a machlekes between Tanakam and Bishum and Kachar, and then in the second case of the Braisa, we will see the machlekes that's relevant to our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rav Nassin. The Braisa first teaches us that the only way that Eidus could be Mitzarev is only if both Eidim actually saw the same action and saw the same Maisa. However, Bishum and Kachar ima, afilu bezeh chazeh, but Bishum and Kachar hold that even if one Eid would testify that I saw Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon on Sunday, and then the other Eid testifies that I saw Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon on Monday, then Dvar Kayamin. And the Gemara will explain the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakhama of Bishul Ben Kocha. And the Braisa continues and brings another machlekes as Ein Edus Miskayam Bebezin at Sheidu Shneim Keechad, that the Edus would not be Miskayam in Bezin until both Edim testify together in Bezin. And Reb Nassin states that that's not required in Shem in Dvar Shal Zayayim, Uchshiyavi Chaveir Lamacha Shem is Dvarav, that you could listen to the Haggadah's Edus of Reuven on Sunday, and then Bezin could listen to the Haggadah of Shimon on Monday, and there's no requirement that Reuven and Shimon have to be in Bezin together, and therefore certainly the fear of Nassin, we can't explain that when the Mishnah stated Gamrus Adava Haymechlisin Eisel Bezin, that's referring to the Edim, and Rashi seems to be Gurus, lame with like Rav Nassin. Let us say that our Mishnah is not going like Rav Nassin, and Lemaisa we pass like Rav Nassin, and as Rashi states, lame with like Rav Nassin, the Masnisa Tani, the Lalinu Lasadi, Mishnah Mitchila Kishabotkum, Shaman Dvar Shazabalezer, and at this point we want them both to come into Bezin, and both should repeat their testimony one in front of the other. The Gemara responds that Lloyd, that we can't bring a Raya from our Mishnah against Rav Nassin, as in the Chanami, our Mishnah doesn't mean that we bring the Eidim back into Bezin, and surely we accepted the Eidim based on the Din of Rav Nassin, and there's no requirement for them to say their Eidus in front of each other. That in the Chanami, when the Mishnah says we bring them back, it's referring to the litigants, and it's going according to Shita Rav Nechemia, the Tanya Rav Nechemia Ima, Kachar Yom Minhagat Shal Nekiy Adas Yerushalayim, and Machnisa Lebaladinim Vishayim Edivrayim, that this was the minig of the Nekiy Adas Yerushalayim, that the litigants would come to Bezin, and Bezin would hear their Tainus, and then they would bring the Edom into Bezin, and they would listen to the Edom, and then while Bezin was deliberating, they would have everyone leave Bezin, including the Bali Dinim, and Lechirin, including the Edom as well, and then Bezin would deliberate. Then the Mishnah tells us, Gamrus Hadavar, that once they had a final Psak, then they would bring the litigants back into Bezin, and in the Chanami, the Mishnah doesn't have to speak about the Edom, as certainly was no requirement to bring the Edom back in, but in the Chanami, if the Edom was still there, they could come back into Bezin as well. However, the Gemara is for Tanya, but we have a Braisa that states, Gomus Adova Machlisa Sa'idim, and Lechari, if the Braisa states Machlisa Sa'idim, it seems that the Mishnah also means Machlisa Sa'idim, and it seems that the Edom have to come into Bezin, and they have to repeat their testimony in front of each other, and it seems that our Mishnah is not going like Rav Nassin. However, the Gemara says that although our Mishnah is going like Rav Nassin, and our Mishnah is referring to bringing the litigants back in, and in the Chanami, that Braisa is not going like Rav Nassin, and therefore it says that Machlisa Sa'idim, that you have to bring the Edom back into Bezin, they would have to repeat their testimony in front of each other. And Ayin Teis Rashi points out that our Mishnah is going like Rav Nechemia as well as Rav Nassin, and we pass like Rav Nechemia as well as Rav Nassin. And Ayin Nemuk Yosef who points out when the Gemara stated Maitzin Leisel Chutz V'Neisim V'Neisim B'Dava Acha Kabbalas Edus, that certainly we would not remove the litigants until after the Kabbalas Edus, the Rishas Kabbalas Edus Vade Baladin Hasum Kaimei Ala Ach Kabbalas Edus Shu Shas Masu Matan Maitzin Leisam Kadesh Lo Yishmu Atayneis Jamim Yitoychon Yilam Dul Shaker Ayin Shom. Now that the Gemara just mentioned the two machleksim, one machlek is between the Tanakam Rabbi Shimon Kocho, and the second machlek is between the Tanakam Rabbi Nassin. So the Gemara now explains that machlek is as Gufa we learned Loiglam Eidus Mister Efes At Yerushdeim Kechod Rabbi Shimon Ben Kocho Ima Afilu Bezachazeh. And the Gemara asks B'Maika Mifli, what is the basis for the machlek is? And the Gemara explains Ibayis Ima Svara V'Ibayis Ima Kra. If you want, I could tell you it's a Svara. If you want, I could could tell you it's based on a pasuk as Ibrei Yisei Mesvara. I'm one of the Kamasad High, like Kamasad High. I'm one of the Kamasad High, like Kamasad High. That Tanakhama holds that the only way that Edus could be Mitzdarev is if they're actually testifying regarding the same Maisa. And since the Edim are not testifying regarding the same Maisa, as each one is testifying regarding a different $100, and we can't accept their Edus, the Edoch and Rabbi Shua Ben Kocha holds, I'm one of Ba'alma Tabayo Kamasadi, and ultimately both Edim are testifying that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and therefore it's irrelevant which story they actually saw. The din of having two Edim is a din Hagadah Edus, and it's not a din at the time of the Reis HaEdus. Gemara continues, V'Ibayisei Makra, or I could tell you that the machlikas between Tanakam and Rabbi Shua Ben Kocha is based on a pasuk, as the chsiv, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, V'nefesh Kisechata V'shama Kol Allah V'hu Eid Ra Yada Im L'yagad V'nasa Avaynoi. The pasuk tells us that he was an aid, and he either saw or he knows V'tanya, and we learned in the Braisa V'mashra Shenema L'yakum Eid En Yadea Shu Echad. When the Turin Pasha Shaftim states L'yakum Eid, so certainly the word aid is a Lashon Yachid, and certainly we would know that it means one witness. And if so, Matam Lema Echad, so why does the pasuk state L'yakum Eid Echad B'ish, and why does it mention that it was only one aid, if certainly we would know that it means one aid? And the Gemara explains Zebeneyav Kalmakum Shenema Eid Harikan Shnayim Achi Parlcho Akosav Echad, that the Torah is teaching us whenever the Torah mentions the word aid, then even though it's a Lashon Yachid, it still means two aidim until the Torah specifies that it means one aid. L'maisa in the pasuk in Vayikra, the pasuk states V'hu aid Oyra Yada and Va'avke Rachmana B'Lashon Chad L'meima Ad Chazot Baruch Chad. Since the Torah mentions the word aid in Pashas Vayikra, therefore the Torah is telling us that even at the time that they see the aidus, they have to have two aidim. There's a Gzeiras HaKosav that even the Uriya has to be Al Pi Shnei Aidim. Ayin Rashi Do Masal V'hu aid V'hai Kor B'Shnei Aidim Ishtoi L'Gabi Kor B'Shvuas Aidus. However, the Gemara continues, V'idach Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha holds V'hu aid Ayra Yada Mikol Makayim, that since the Torah didn't just say V'hu aid, and it goes into detail and tells us Ayra Yada, so therefore it's telling us that it doesn't make a difference how these two Edim saw and know about this testimony, as long as they could testify as to the same outcome that Reuven owes Shimon $100, then it would be considered valid HaGadus Edus. The Gemara now continues and speaks about the second Machlekes in this Braisa, as the first machlekes between Tanakam and Rishu ben Kocha had to do with the Re'iyah of the Edim, and the second machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Nosson has to do with the Haggadah Se'edus. The Braisa taught us, "Ein Edusim Iskayemus Bebezin Ad She'idu Shneim Ke'echad." Reb Nosson Imesh Shem Dvarav Shel Zehayayim Uchshiyav Chaver Lamocha Shem Dvarav. And once again, the Gemara asks, "My Kamufgli was the basis for the machlekes between Tanakam and Reb Nosson?" And the Gemara states, "Iba Yisei Mesvara, Iba Yisei Mekra, as Iba Yisei Mesvara Ma'asava Eid Echad Ki Asal Shua Asi Lemaim Le'Asi." As Tanakam holds that if one Eid testifies by himself, then we know that an Eid Echad can only be Mechayiv someone a Shvua. Rashi states, Eid Echad ain't a Mechayiv a Mammon el Shvua. Hilchuk Shiyeyed Zei Yechidi V'Zei Yechidi Le'Shaykh Eteris Mammon Be'Dusan V'Le Mitzar Fina Luhu D'Halav L'Chiyuv V'Mammon Asu. However, V'Idach and Reb Nosson holds Otto Ki Asu B'Hadi Adadi V'Chab Pum and Kamasidi, that even according to your Svara, even when they come to Beis Din and they testify together, they're not going to testify at one moment and they're not going to both speak at the same time, and certainly Beis Din has to listen to one aid first, and then they'll listen to the second aid. Element Safinu, and even you agree that Beis Din has to be mitzar after two aidus, and Hachinami Safinu, and therefore even in our case, where the first aid wasn't Beis Din and testified without having the second aid present, and then the second aid came to Beis Din and the first aid wasn't present, and there's no reason why we can't be mitzar after two aidus. Gemara continues with Yibayisei Makra, and if you want, I can tell you that's based on a pasuk, and the Gemara previously brought this pasuk as the pasuk in Vayikra states, that if someone knows Edus for someone else and he doesn't say Edus, then he will be Ivan Issa. And we continue on Daf Lamna Rabbeis, or the Kuli Almakarabon and the Pligalad Rabbi Shua ben Kocha. And certainly the Tanakhama as well as Rabbi Nosson agree to Rabbanon that a Chalik Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, they all agree that the Edus of two witnesses cannot be Mitzdarif unless they saw the same Isa. As we saw, the Makar for Rabbanon was based on this Pasuk, that the Pasuk stated, and we said that Eid is a Lashon Shnayim. The Torah is teaching us that even at the point of the Re'iyas Ha'edim, the two Eidim have to see the same Maisa and they have to witness the same story. The Gemara explains that the only Machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Nosson is if we will apply the same din of the Tanakama of Rabbi Shua ben Kocha to the din of our Goddess Eidis, as V'hacha Bakushi HaGadol Re'iyah Kamifli, and the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Nosson is if we're going to make a Hekesh between Haggad and Re'iyah, as Ma'asov and Makshinan, as the Tanakama hold, that since the Pasuk speaks about the Re'iyas Ha'edim We pass him like the Tanakhama that the Re'iyah has to be Apishne Edim. Therefore, when the Torah continues in the same Pasuk and states, Imlo Yagav Nasi Avoinoi, and speaks about Agadas Edis, so therefore it must be that the Agadas Edis has to be one in front of the other as well. When the two Edim testify, both of the Edim have to be in Bezdin. However, Masav Alem Makshinan, Rav Nosson hold that we do not learn a Hekesh from this Pasuk, and therefore we don't learn the Din of Agadah from the Din of Re'iyah Edim. And although the Re'iyah Edim has to be Apishne Edim, they both have to witness the same Maisa. However, even so, Rav Nosson holds that Benegei Hagadah Shemin Dvar Shel Zeh Hayom Uchshiyav Chaver Lamacha Shemin Dvarav. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon ben Yochum have mishtaket a letter Rav Yisrael ben Chanina l'mismichei. Rav Shimon ben Yochum was trying to have Rav Yisrael ben Chanina receive smicha, and of course, as we saw previously, Rav Yechon was the one who used to give a smicha in Eretz Yisrael. And Ayin Rashi who says mishtaket mitzapu mechazav b'sheiket l'semchai, and v'loyim kamistayim milsa, and it wasn't working out. But yom mechad have Yosef kamed Rav Yechon, and one day Rav Shimon ben Yochum, as well as Rav Yisrael ben Chanina, was sitting in front of Rav Yechon, and Amalahu and Rav Yechon said to them, mi yekidiyada halacha k'Rabbi Yishuv ben Kocho eloi, that who knows if we pass on Rabbi Yishuv ben Kocho or not. And Amal Rabbi Shimon ben Yochum dein yada, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochum responded that this one referring to Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, that he does know what halacha is. Amalei lema izai, so Rabbi Yechon said, so tell us what halacha is. And at this point Rabbi Shimon ben Yochum saw that he had a chance, so Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yochum said to Rabbi Yechon, lis b'chei ma b'resha, that the only way that I'll have Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina tell you the psak is only if you actually give him smicha first. And samchei, and lemais Rabbi Yechon gave him smicha, and amalei b'ni amalei keitzet shemat. So Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, now that you have smicha, tell us what you heard. Amalei, and Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina responded, kach shemaiti, that is what I heard. Shemaiti Rabbi Shua ben Kocha l'Rab Nasan. Rabbi Shua ben Kocha is made to shita Rab Nasan. Not only does Rabbi Shua ben Kocha hold that the edim don't have to see the same maisa and afilu b'zeach hazeh, but he also agrees to Rab Nasan that the two edim don't have to say testimony together, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina felt that since we pass like Rab Nasan, so l'cher we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Kocha. However, the Gemara continues, Omar Rabbi Yechon responded, l'zeh tzrachti, do you think I needed you for this? Of course I understand Rabbi Shua ben Kocha has to hold like Rab Nasan, and as we explained previously on the Tzad of Ibayisei Mekra, that according to the Tanakhama of Rab Nasan, who stated, ein edusim eskemes bebezin ad she'idu shneim ke'echad, the only way that he actually could hold that shita is only if he held like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, and he had a hekesh. But certainly you can't hold like the Tanakhama of Rab Nasan if you don't hold like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Shua ben Kocha agrees to Rab Nasan. And even if we pass him like Rab Nasan, you don't have a raya that we also pass him like Rabbi Shua ben Kocha. And certainly it's possible to pass him like the Tanakhama, and although the Re'iyah Se'edim has to be on the same Maisa, but quite possibly would not makish the Din of Agadas Edis to Re'iyah Se'edim, and the Tanakhama Rabbi Shua ben Kocha would still agree to the Shita Rab Nasan that they could be mitzarif even if they say the testimony b'zeach hazeh. And Rabbi Yechon continues that although you're correct about your point, but that doesn't mean that we actually pass on Rabbi Shua ben Kocha. And as we previously explained, hashto ma ikuriyo b'hadi adadi am Rabbi Shua ben Kocha loy b'inon the madach b'degei the ikuriyo, which the Tanakhama holds has to be done together. And even so, Rabbi Shua ben Kocha holds that there's no requirement that the edim have to be testifying regarding the same story. So hagadim iboy, then certainly Rabbi Shua ben Kocha would agree to Rabbi Nasan that there's no requirement for both edim to testify at the same time and in front of each other. However, the Gemara tells us that amalei the Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, hoyo v'alisa leiterid. Now, though the original reason why I gave you smicha is in order for you to tell me who we passing like, and lemaisa you didn't actually tell me who we passing like, but even so, since I gave you smicha, I won't take smicha away from you. And on Rabbi Zera, shma mina gav rabba kivin de stamach samach, that once you give smicha to a gav rabba, then even if ultimately we find out that it was a mistake, but lemaisa we see that he had siyata shmaya to have smicha, and therefore we don't take it away. Our Gemara continues, Om Rav Chia Ba'ovin, Om Rav, Halach Rav Yishuv Ben Kocha, Be'im B'Kakoyis, Be'im B'Metalplin. Rav Chia Ba'ovin says the name of Rav, that we do pass on Rav Yishuv Ben Kocha, and doesn't make a difference if it's relevant to Kaka or Metalplin, and two Edim could be Mitzarif, even if their Re'iyah was B'Zeh HaZeh, and they didn't see the same Maisa. And Rashi explains, Be'im B'Kakoyis, Zeh Oime B'Fonei Hoidoloi, Shekaka Zeh Shloi, V'Zeh Oime Ap B'Fonei Hoidoloi, and it wasn't at the same time, and Be'im B'Metalplin, Zeh Oime B'Fonei Hovoh Mona, V'Zeh Oime B'Fonei Hovoh Mona, the Afopi, the Amonaka Masadi Hai, Loi Masad Hai, Mikomokum Tavaru Masadi Shechayv Loi Mona. However, the Gemara continues, Ula Oma Haloch Rabbi Shua Ben Kocha B'Kakoyis, Avoloi B'Metalplin, and as Rashi points out, that it makes sense to say Haloch Kamoisa B'Kakoyis, Shemutal HaKaka B'Fenenu, Shneim Eidon Lea, that the Maisa is saying Eidus regarding the same parcel of land. Therefore, even though they didn't have the Eidah in front of both of them at the same time, but the Maisa is saying same testimony regarding the same piece of kaka. However, b'negiyah metamtlin that in edus shleima lo yalzeh v'lo yalzeh, as each one did not testify that they had two edim that saw that Reuven actually lent $100, as each one is testifying regarding a different $100. So in that case, we wouldn't pass like Rabbi Shimon kacha, and they have to be speaking about the same $100. And the Gemara continues and asks, Amalei Abaya, so Abaya asked, halacha mechlal de plagi, that by the fact that you said halacha Rabbi Shimon kacha b'kakois, so it's mashmur that the Chum argue on Rabbi Shimon kacha in the case of kaka. But Amrav Abba, Amrav Huna, Amrav, Moinu Chacham Rabbi Shimon kacha be'edus kaka, that even Chacham agree to Rabbi Shimon kacha that b'negei edus kaka, since the lemaisa saying edus about the same parcel of land, so therefore both edus could be misarif, even though the actual testimony is regarding a different point, as each one is saying that Reuven was made to me at a different time. V'tani Rav Eidi bar Abba ben Zokin de Bekana Moedin Chacham Rabbi Shimon Kocha Be'edus Bechor Ve'edus Kako Uve'edus Chazoka V'chein Shevben V'shevabas. And we will explain the entire Brice in a moment, but the main point is that we see from the Brice of Rav Eidi bar Oven that certainly the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Shimon Kocha in the case of Edus Kako that the two Edim could be Mitzarif, and why was it necessary to say that we pass on Rabbi Shimon Kocha B'negei Kako? And the Gemara answers, Gavra Gavra Karamis Masav Pligi Masav Loi Pligi. Although you brought a member of Rav Abba and the name of Rav Huna, name of Rav, that Moinu Chacham Rabbi Shimon Kocha Be'edus Kako, and you also brought the Brisa of Rav Eidi bar Oven that the Chacham made to Rabbi Shimon Kocha B'negei Edus Kako. However, Rav Chiya bar Oven, who stated the name of Rav, the Halacha Rabbi Shimon Kocha B'kakois, and Ulu, who stated Halacha Rabbi Shimon Kocha B'kakois, they hold that even B'negei Kako, there is a machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon Kocha. Therefore, they had to specifically paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha. The Gemara continues that one of the other points that is made in the Braisa that Rav Eidi bar Oven learned in the Braises of Mesechtas and Zikin in the Yeshiva of Kana was, although the Chacham argue on Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha and they hold in Edus Mitzterefes at Shiur Shneim Ke'echad, however the Chacham made it to Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha that two Edus could be Mitzaref beben Rubas in a case of a boy and a case of a girl. And our Gemara now continues, my v'chein sheven v'shevabas, what is the case with the Chacham made to Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha? And the Gemara explains, that if you're going to say that the shaila is b'negeya edus as to if someone was a gadol or g'dayla, and one eid said I saw one here in one part of Eisim Makayim, and the other eid said I saw another here in another area of Eisim Makayim, the Chacham would be made Rabbi Shimon Kocha that we could start the edus, and now we have edus that this boy or this girl actually had shtei sayres, and therefore they're considered a gadol or g'dayla. But the Gemara explains that this can't be pshat, as hay chetzi dove v'chetzi edusu, as even though we have two edim, even if you be mistarif the edim, each of the edim only testified regarding one here. And in order for a boy to become a gadol or a girl to become a gdela, they have to bring two sayres, and they have to have edim that they had be sayres. And therefore, the Gemara explains that the case of the brisa is al echad im shtayim begabav, echad im shtayim bekrisa, that the case was where one eid said that I saw two hears in one spot in Eisim Makayim, and the other eid also testified regarding two hears, but they said that they saw two hears in another area of Eisim Makayim. Then, although they're testifying regarding two different Makayimais, the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Shuvah and Kacha, there would be a valid edus that this boy or this girl actually has shtei sayres, and therefore would be considered a gadol or gdela. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef explains, that no amina mishmei du'ula halach Rabbi Shuvah and Kacha, bein mekakois, bein mutatlin, that although previously the Gemara brought down a member of Ula, that he paskal Rabbi Shuvah and Kacha, bekakois, avalei b'metatlin, however, Rabbi Yosef states that Ula holds halach of fals Rabbi Shuvah and Kacha, bein mekakois, bein mutatlin. However, Rabbanan the Asim Mechuzah Amri, however, Rabbanan that came from Mechuzah, they stated that Amar Rav Zeira Mishmei Rav, that Rav Zeira said the name of Rav bekakois in avalei b'metaltlin, that we pass on Rabbi Shimon ben Kocha b'negei kaka, but not b'negei metaltlin. Before we continue, let's point out that the difference between kakois and metaltlin is not necessarily going to be only relevant to kaka versus metaltlin, but there can be a case of metaltlin that has the dinim of kaka. As we previously explained, that if two edim come to Bezdin and they want to testify regarding a piece of kaka, so they're both testifying regarding the same parcel of land. Therefore, even if one aid says, Shimon was moyer to me on Sunday that Reuven owns this piece of kaka, then the second aid comes and testifies that Shimon told me on Monday that Reuven owns this piece of kaka. Now, although they're not speaking about the same point as to how they know the testimony, but ultimately they're testifying regarding the same parcel of land, and therefore it's much more understandable why these two aides should be mistarif. Therefore, the same dinner should apply even b'negei metaflin. For example, if an aid comes to Bezdin and testifies testifies that I know that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, as on Sunday Reuven told me that he owes $100 to Shimon, and then a second aide comes and testifies that I know that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, because on Monday Reuven admitted that he owes $100 to Shimon. So Lamaisa, both sets of aidim are potentially speaking about the same $100, and this would be a similar case of the case of Kaka. And the only time that we make a differential between Metalton and Kaka is in the case the first aide testifies that I saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon on Sunday, and then the second aide comes testifies that I saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon on Monday. And certainly in that case, the aidim are not speaking about the same $100, and therefore there's a greater chiddush of Rabbi Shuvah and Kacha that even in that case, we would say that the aidus could be mitzareif. Our Gemara continues, Ravu Tamei, that Rav is mechalik between Kaka and Metaltlin is going l'shitasai. The Amir Rav, as Rav himself taught us, hoidah achar hoidah, or hoidah achar hoidah, mitzareifi. However, havo achar hoidah, or havo achar hoidah, loy mitzareifi. And l'chir, it seems pashut that the way to be mechalik between these cases, that in the first two cases of hoidah achar hoidah and hoidah achar hoidah, that the mitzareif, that's because they're similar to the case of Kaka, as both Edim are testifying regarding the same $100. However, in the second part of Rav's membra of Havo Achavo as Havo Achavo that Loi Mitzarfi, that's because I'm one of the Kamasit Hai, Loi Kamasit Hai, and therefore Rav would not pass like Rabbi Shua Mekocha, and we would pass him that these Edim could not be Mitzarif. And although we didn't explain these cases perfectly, however, we will get to explain them a bit later. And the Gemara continues, Eshchei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak found Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua, and Amalei and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua, Maishna Havo Achavo Deloi, that why is it the Rav would paskin that if there's Havo Achavo, then the Loi Mitzarfi, and he does not paskin like Rabbi Shulman Kocha, it must be the man of the Kochazi Hai, like Kochazi Hai, as the Maisa, the same testimony regarding two separate $100, and therefore they can't be Mitzarf, like the Shita of the Tanakamo. So if so, what is Pshan, the first member of Rav, as Hido Achayodo Nami, I'm one of the Kamoido Kamehai, Loi Moido Kamehai, even though the first he testified that Reuven came to me on Sunday and was Moido, they owe Shimon $100, and then the other aide says that Reuven came to me on Monday and was moider that he owes Shimon $100. How would the two aidim know that they're actually speaking about the same $100? As maybe when Reuven was being moider to the first aide, he was speaking about one halva, and then when he was moider to the second aide, he was speaking about a different $100. The Gemara tells us that Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua responded to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Umbele Lahai Basra, Bahai Mona, Doi De Le Kamach, Oide Le Nami Kami Plani, that when Reuven was moider to the second aide, he actually told him that you should know that I was already moider regarding the same $100 to the first aide yesterday. And therefore, this case is similar to the case of Kakois, where both aidim are testifying on the same parcel of land and on the same $100, and therefore they could be misarif. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Yitzchak still yes, Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua, Akati Basu Yodo, Kamalo Yodo, that although it's true that the second aide now knows that he's testifying regarding the same $100, but l'chari, the first aide doesn't know that he's testifying regarding the same $100 that the second aide is testifying about. Therefore, how could these aides be mitzarif? Once again, Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua responds, the Hoda Ozel Omelel Kamo, Haimuni Doidei Lekamoch, Oidei Lenami, Kami Plini, that in Chinami, after Reuven said this to the second aide, he went back to the first witness and he said, you should know that regarding that $100 that I spoke to you about yesterday, and I was made that I borrowed that $100 from Shimon, I was just made regarding the same $100 to a second witness. Therefore, both of these witnesses now know that they're speaking about the same $100. Therefore, this is a similar case to Kakois, and therefore the Edis could be Mitzarif. And the Gemara tells us, Omulei, Tanuch Daitcha, Shis Nachta is Daiti, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak gave a bracha to Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua that your mind should be at ease, since you put my mind at ease, and you were able to explain the member of Rav to me. However, the Gemara continues, Omulei, to Rav Huna Bid Rav Yeshua responds to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Nichusa, that Lemaisa, how did I put you at ease? If Lemaisa, we still have a problem with the member of Rav, the Rav Vitim Rav Sheshes Shodim Naga, as Rav and some Sir Rav Sheshes threw an axe into this member of Rav, as Lav Haino Hido Achavo, and L'chir, based on the explanation that I just gave as to the Pshan Hido Achavo, then why would Rav actually have to give us two cases in the ratio of his member and tell us the case of Hido Achavo as well as the case of Hido Achavo, if L'chir both are talking about the same scenario, well, the Maisa, the Edim are speaking about the same mana and the same $100, then the second case of Rav of Hoidah Achalva, the scenario was where one aide came to Bezdin and said that Reuven was moider to me, that he borrowed money from Shimon on a Sunday, and then a second aide came to Bezdin and said that I saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon on Sunday. And as Rashi points out, that Kim Nebino, the Yodah Sada Bechavre, that since both the aidim have to know know, we go back to all the testimony, and they have to know that it's speaking about the same $100. Therefore, we have to explain the case of Hoydah Chalva similar to the way we explain Hoydah Chalva. Therefore, why would Rav have to bring down both of these cases? And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Sir Rav Nach Be Yitzchak said to Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua, Hainu Dushmir Li Aleichu, Yurmisu Dikli, Vizakfisu Luhu, as Rashi explains, cuts into the column that you cut down a cedar tree, Vichayzu Vinaitunaisain, and then you replant them, Klema, Boinim Vesesim, that you build up and then you rip down, Shepurashtuni Kushya, Vichazatim Vesatatim. After you helped me clarify the words of Rav, then you went and you made the words of Rav more difficult once again. The Gemara considers the breaking of the original question to be as if he's uprooting a tree, and when he asks another question, that's as if he's replanting the tree. L'chayr, it's a bit tarpia, as L'chayr should have said the opposite, that originally he showed how the words of Rav make sense, and therefore he was planting a tree, and then when he showed how Rav's words did not make sense, it would seem to make sense to say that he was ripping out a tree and he was uprooting a tree. And before we continue, let's just point out that when Rabbi Yitzchak brought down the Shita of Ullah as well as the Shita of Rav, he actually brought them down exactly the opposite as they originally brought down. As originally we saw, Rabbi Chiyuba Oven said the name of Rav, Halakha Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, Bein Mekakois, Bein Metaltlin, and Ullah said, Halakha Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, Bekakois, Avaloi Bein Metaltlin, and Rabbi Yitzchak brought down Pumfaket, that Ullah said, Halakha Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, Bein Mekakois, Bein Metaltlin, and Rabbi Zira said the name of Rav, Bekakois in Avaloi Bein Metaltlin, and the Gemara ends off, Nadoy Amri, Bein Oido, Achoido, Bein Oido, Achavo, Bein Avo, Achavo, Bein Avo, Achoido, Mitzarfres. In all cases, the Edom could be Mitzarif, and even if each aid is giving testimony regarding a different $100, and the Gemara explains, Kaman, and who is Nadoy going like, Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, he's Pasuk Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, Bein Bekakois, Ubein Bemetaltlin. And as we mentioned beforehand, that we get back to the Brisa that Rav Edi Bar Oven brought from the Zikin de Beikana, and the rest of the Brisa wasn't relevant to our Sugya, and therefore we didn't explain it at that time. But let's go back to the Brisa where he stated, Meidun Chacham Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, Be'idus Bechor, Ve'idus Kako, Ve'idus Chazoka, Ve'chein Sher Ben V'Sher Bas, and we already understand what it means that the Chacham Amid Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, Be'idus Kako, and also Edus that's relevant to Ben Obas. And Rashi explains that when the Brisa states, Meidun Chacham Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, Be'idus Bechor, Zok Rashi, Tanam Bechor, is called Mumin Aruin Lovey B'dei Adam, Royim Kehanim, Eina Manam Loimim, Be'ilum Nafal by Mumzer. The Kohen doesn't have the Manas Lagavi Bechor, Lefish Nechshu Kehanim, Lahat the Mumin Bechor, is Bizmanazer, Kedei Latir and Beshrito, in order that it should be Mutter to Shechtem, and they would be able to eat these Bechoris. Therefore, I'm Hevi Bechor, La Reisel Chacham, Tzor Shnei Edim, Imoi, Shema'ilum Nafal by Mumzer. And therefore, when a Kohen comes to Bezdin, in order to permit him to use this Bechor, he has to bring two Edim that will testify that this Mum happened by itself. Therefore, the Brisa teaches us that the Chacham Amid Rabbi Shum and Kocha, the Mhevi Elechal Mumzeh, Veid Echal Mum Acher Bebechor, that Benegea Bechor, they could be Mitztarif. Rashi then brings another Pshat, Ve'ista Amri, Be'idis Bechor, Lehid Shetir Chacham, and Rashi says, Vela Milsi Ayin Shum, and Ayin Taisis, who explained the Edis Bechor differently than Rashi, and Taisis explains that we're talking about Bechor Odom, we're discussing a din of Pishnaim, and Zok Taisis appears, Shesham Me'ovav, Ze'achazeh, Ish Pleini Beni Bechoru. The case is where one aide comes to Bezdin and says, Yaakov told me on Sunday that Reuven is a Bechor. Then a second aide comes to Bezdin and says that Yaakov told me on Monday that Reuven is a Bechor. And the Brisa teaches us that Chama Moed Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, that these aides could be Mitzarif. And Ayin Taisis, why he doesn't like the Pshat of Rashi. The Brisa also told us that Chama Moed Rabbi Shua ben Kocho in the case of aides Chazaka. And Rashi explains that we're talking about a case where one aide comes to Bezdin and says that I know that Reuven has a Chazaka on the Sada because I know they used the Sada for years 1, 2, and 3. And then a second aide comes to Bezin and says that I know that Reuven has a Chazaka on the Sada because I know they used the Sada for years 4, 5, and 6. And even though both of the Edom are testifying regarding different years, however, Zok Rashi, the Chakaka Masadi, Chazaka Malisa, because Lemaisa, both of the Edom are speaking about the same Pasal land and they're saying that there was a proper Chazaka. And therefore, even Rabban agreed to Rabbi Shuvan Kocha that these Edom would be Mitzarif, and we will stop over here.